WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Morning, happy Friday to you. Welcome into the show. Welcome into Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And D wants me to remind everybody that they are actually going to be closed until Tuesday for renovations. So they're encouraging you to visit other local establishments this weekend. They put up a nice post the other day for the Blue Point restaurant in Acushnet, another great place. But they are asking you to visit some of their friends and neighbors because they're going to be closed until Tuesday for some renovations. They figured after 40 years, they were due for some renovations, and I've heard about some of those, and they're very exciting upgrades. So get ready for the next 40 years of D's Hot Dogs. And I mentioned this the other day, but what a great time we had last Friday for the Teenies and Weenies. It was just such a nice thing for Dee and Bob and everybody over there to put on for the community. So really, I mean, the only thing you had to pay for was if you wanted to have an alcoholic beverage. If you wanted to get something from the bar, I had a nice Sam Adams Jacko pumpkin beer. But if you wanted to get something from the bar, you had to pay for that. But everything else was just on D. They were turning out hot dogs, but they had other things too. They had steak and cheese. They had stuffed quahogs. They had beans and mac and cheese. And I think there was some casserole out there. They had desserts, a huge dessert table and donut table provided by Grandma's Donuts. So much great stuff. And it was all on them to show all of you their appreciation for all the work that they've done over the years, paying off with the community, you know, being there all those hours and having the community still come out and support them. That's what small business is all about. That's why Mayor Mitchell posted a photo and said, you know, this is small business done right. This is how you do it. And so now they're getting ready for the next 40 years and they're renovating. So they'll be back open on Tuesday, provided everything goes according to plan. You know, maybe, you know how it goes sometimes with renovations. So, you know, just double check on their Facebook page on Wednesday if you're going to head over there, before you head over there, just to make sure. But that's the plan Tuesday, Wednesday. So, you know, just keep checking. But of course, you should go and visit them as soon as they open back up to thank them for all that they've done for everybody else. Oh, and the Family Fun Day on Saturday. I didn't go to that, but I was over there in that area. I ran over to Gifts to Give, and then I stopped to get some gas, and then I went into Dollar Tree. So I was in that area, and I saw all the great crowds that were over there and all the families that were over there having fun. So just shout out to them for doing such a great thing. But it is Fun Friday, so we will have our Fun Friday question coming up. I'm thinking it'll be something Halloween related. Of course, you all know my brother is on my bowling team, and last night he asked me what the question was going to be, as he asks me most Thursdays. And most of the time I tell him, I'm not really sure just yet. But I think it'll be something Halloween related. Especially after the reaction we got yesterday to the discussion about, you know, how many trick-or-treaters come to people's homes. We are now just 7 days away from the best day of the year. So if you haven't gotten your candy already, don't worry. The stores are still packed with it, but I would get it by like Thursday, or else you might be running the risk of A, them running out, and B, they might already change everything over to Christmas by the time you get there. And then you're handing out Santa M&Ms, you know? But it used to be for us Halloween geeks, it used to be that, you know, next Saturday would be the day where we would say, okay, now let's go out and hit all those Halloween clearance sales. Let's go get all the decorations we're going to put out next year, but get them at 50, 60, 75, 85, 90% off right now. But that's not the way anymore. Now they start those clearance sales like 2 weeks before Halloween. So it's not quite the same. So we can definitely talk a little Halloween. We can certainly talk some D's hot dogs, but one thing that I know was a big topic of conversation on Barry's show yesterday was this this NBA scandal about how closely some NBA players were tied into the mafia. You had, you know, Damon Jones, former Celtic. I mean, there's a lot being made about, oh, these guys are former Celtics. Well, one of them hasn't been here for like 6 or 7 years. One of them hasn't been here for, you know, 25 years. Hold on. Sorry, I had to sneeze. You know, one of them hasn't been here for 23 years or something like that. You know, Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones were on the Celtics, what, together back in the early 2000s or late 90s? Come on. Like, yeah, they're former Celtics, but it's been a long time. And even the same with Terry Rozier. So, but yes, they were part of the Celtics organization. And yes, they are tied up into this mafia investigation. And what's most bothersome about it is, you know, it's one thing if they're like, well, Terry Rozier took himself out of a game after 9 minutes because, you know, the mafia threatened his family. That would be one thing. You know, you could almost forgive a guy for doing something like that if he knew, like, you know, like something in the movies. The mafia guys are at his house. There's literally a hitman standing there with a gun to the head of his wife and child. And, you know, they're telling him, you're not going to score more than 10 points. You score 11 points and they both eat a bullet. Like, you know, like something out of a movie. If it was a situation like that, then you can say, okay, well, you know, I mean, Terry Rozier, you did what you had to do. But that's not what happened. Like, he took himself out of the game. They all went back to Terry Rozier's house and counted their money, including him getting his cut. So he was involved in this. He was part of this. Chauncey Billups taking part in these card games where the entire point was to defraud one person in the game. Again, like something out of a movie, but apparently it was real. Using all of these high-tech gadgets to rig the game. And listen, I get it. Gambling is an addiction. Gambling is a, you know, people who are good at it, they have a false confidence that they could never lose or that they're always going to come out on the plus side. And we know that that's not true, or else casinos wouldn't be in business. But if you think you're going to go play poker against like NBA stars and, you know, that somehow the game is going to be fair, I would just assume that the game isn't fair to begin with. But again, the lure of doing that is too much for some people. But anyway. The scandal is you know, just starting to grip the nation here. You know, I heard Barry and some of the callers talking about how, well, this is the end of pro sports and this is, you know, this proves pro sports are rigged and all that. Listen, none of that is true. Okay. None of that is true. Pro sports has dealt with a lot of scandals over the years, and the actions of a couple of people aren't going to take down an entire global league. Just like, you know, we found out, oh my God, Michael Jordan was a gambler. Charles Barkley was a gambler. The NBA survived then. Pete Rose, betting on baseball games that his own team was playing in. Betting to win, but still betting on teams that his own game was playing in. You know, that didn't take down Major League Baseball. Because these leagues and these games and even these teams are bigger than one individual. And this isn't something that's rampant throughout the league. And the other argument that I heard was that, you know, well, sports are rigged. It's like WWE. It's all scripted. It's not. It's not. Are there calls that are questionable in a game? Of course. But the reason why there's calls that are questionable in a game is because they screw up one call and then they've got to make it up to the team so they'll screw up another call that goes in their favor. You know, that when you have human beings, you have human error and emotion that gets involved in making these calls. But, like, does the NBA really sit there and decide, well, we want this game to go into triple overtime? Or does the NFL say, you know, well, we want the Patriots to win this game because it'll be a better storyline? No, no. Do they hope for it? Sure. But they don't intentionally make these. And by the way, this is coming not from somebody who just sits here and, you know, watches sports and then talks about them on the radio. This is coming from somebody that covered the NBA and the NBA for a decade and the NFL for two decades. Like, they're in the stadium, in the locker room, talking to people on the beat. Like, I know those sports. But when it comes to baseball, that's completely rigged and all made up. No, I'm just kidding. But trust me. Sports will survive this. Sports are an athletic competition that, you know, again, you may want to see things go in a certain direction, but they're not rigging it to go in a certain direction. That's just what losers say when their team loses. Oh, it was all rigged. Oh, okay, it was all rigged. No, it wasn't. 508-996-0500. I've got to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This year, over 50,000 law enforcement officers have been assaulted while on duty.
It could have been it for me.
I'm Mike Solon. Law enforcement officers need your support. If you see an officer under attack, then follow these simple steps in order to help. 1. Call 911 and give the officer's exact location. 2. Ask the officer if you can assist. If the officer accepts, then do whatever you can do to safely help. 3. If the officer declines, then start filming. It's time to stop filming and start.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back. And upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $1,600. I'm sorry, $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. Yeah, $16,000, Tim. It's these new glasses. I got some new glasses the other day, and I'm still getting used to them. They're a little bit different on my face, a little bit smaller, so they have to sit a little bit closer to my face, and they're progressives. They're closer to my eyes, and they're progressive, so it's just getting used to the right angles for things. But they said, oh, you don't need these big giant glasses anymore because your head isn't as big as it was when you got these. Like, you got these glasses 100 pounds ago, so like your head is smaller. And I was like, it's not really any smaller. Like, check out my hat size. It hasn't changed much, but I guess, you know. So it's just getting used to these. At first, I wasn't sure how I felt about them, but they're growing on me. It's always tough to make a change of something, you know, that you wear every day. Like, I liked my old ones because they were simple, straight black, you know, went with everything. Didn't have to worry. Now these have like a little tortoise shell design on them. I was like, I don't know how I feel about the tortoise shell, but they convinced me that it looked good. And I guess they're right. I've gotten compliments, but it's always difficult getting used to new glasses. Like, I'm already on like Zenny saying like, can I get some different styles? Like, just in case. But these are growing on me. All right. Anyway. We're going to take more of your calls, or start taking your calls, coming up at 508-996-0500. But right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The White House demolition continues. A major nationwide egg recall and New York's official Christmas tree almost on its way.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Construction crews are demolishing the East Wing of the White House to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom. Gabe Gutierrez reports the plan is facing backlash.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation, a nonprofit created by Congress to help preserve historic buildings, sent a letter to administration officials warning the planned ballroom will overwhelm the White House itself, which is only about 55,000 square feet.
Democrats are also blasting the project, the president downplaying the significance of tearing down the historic structure that holds the First Lady's office, calling it a very small building that was never thought of as being much. Trump also said construction of the ballroom was now projected to cost about $300 million, up from the $200 million estimate he gave in July. A would-be robber picked the wrong person. On Wednesday afternoon in West Hollywood, an armed man jumped out of a car and demanded another man's Rolex watch. That man was a retired professional boxer.
I was able to disarm and take the gun from him. I had him pinned down. He was trying to get up.
The boxer's girlfriend, who was walking with him at the time, grabbed the gun and threw it over a fence while they waited for police to arrive. The gun was loaded. Police arrested the beaten man, but his accomplice in the car got away. The boxer declined to be identified. More than 6 million brown eggs are being recalled nationwide over a salmonella risk.
The FDA has found multiple salmonella strains at a black sheep egg plant in Arkansas. The company has voluntarily recalled the eggs, which were distributed between July 9th and September 17th. The recall involves 12-count and 18-count packages with best-by dates ranging from August 22nd to October 31st. The FDA says some of the eggs were repackaged by other companies, including Ken's Hens in Texas, under different brand names. I'm Jim Roop.
A man is suing for damages after allegedly seeing the dark side of D.C. police and National Guard members last month. 35-year-old Sam O'Hara says he was walking behind members of the Guard in the Logan Circle area on September 11th when he began playing the Imperial March on his phone. The musical theme from Star Wars movies usually plays when Darth Vader or stormtroopers are featured in a scene. O'Hara says he was put in handcuffs by a D.C. officer after a National Guard member complained. The ACLU says O'Hara's detention was illegal and a violation of his right to peacefully protest. 'Tis the season already, with the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arriving in New York in just about 2 weeks.
We don't know where it's from or who's donating it yet. That's top secret right now. But what we do know is that it'll make its way to New York City on Saturday, November 8th. And there'll be the usual kid-friendly festivities when the tree arrives at Rock Center, including a meet-and-greet with Snoopy, a make-your-own Snoopy station courtesy of Build-A-Bear, and letters to Santa. It all starts at 10 a.m. It's free. All you have to do is register in advance. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Stranger Things series finale will get a theatrical release. Netflix announced the final episode will be shown in theaters and hit Netflix at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, on New Year's Eve. The episode, titled The Right Side Up, will be 2 hours long. This will be the first time an episode of a Netflix series will also be shown in movie theaters. The first part of the final season of Stranger Things hits Netflix on November 26th. Professional women's baseball is coming to Boston. The Women's Pro Baseball League has announced that its first four teams will be in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The league says the cities were selected because of their fan support, market size, media presence, and rich baseball history. The league is expected to begin play next year, with all games in 2026 played at a neutral venue.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bruins lost another one last night, this time to the Anaheim Ducks, 7-5. The Avalanche head to the Garden tomorrow afternoon. Celtics are in New York tonight with the Knicks, 7:30. And the Pats host Cleveland Sunday at 1 at Gillette. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Every year, more than 240,000 Hispanics attempt to end their own lives in the United States. In 2020 alone, more than 4,500 Hispanic men and women died by suicide in this country, according to the CDC. Among Latino youth, one in six high school students had serious thoughts of suicide. But it's not all bad news. Our culture, rich in family and community connections, can help prevent suicide. The CDC recommends some relief measures, such as reducing access to lethal means among people at risk for suicide and engaging them in shared activities. The good news is that there is help at your fingertips. If you or someone you know needs help now, call or text 988. Find free available resources at wearelatinx.com. This message brought to you by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
And
Welcome back in. Sorry about having to take a quick little break there, but we're running around getting ready for Chris McCarthy's broadcast today from Honeydew Donuts on Route 18 in New Bedford. So I was just helping getting some of the things prepared for that. And you can get out there and see Chris starting at 9 a.m. He's going to be there from 9 to noon broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts. And one of his many guests that will be joining him this morning will be Representative Seth Moulton, who recently announced that he's going to be taking on Senator Ed Markey in the Democratic primary next year. So you can come on down and meet Seth Moulton at Honeydew Donuts on Route 18 in New Bedford starting at 9 a.m. So I forget when exactly Representative Moulton will be there, but I got to say, I'm interested in seeing how this race shakes out, because I don't think Seth Moulton will be the only challenger. I wouldn't be surprised if another Democrat doesn't throw their hat in the ring. But anyway, you know, that's neither here nor there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Happy Friday, Mr. Walmer.
To you as well.
Mr. Walmer. look, I have a complaint, and you know that's the reason I call, right?
That's what
all
we're here
time.
For.
Okay. I'm going to complain about a certain store, which I complained about before. And when I'm done, there should be a few minutes left for you to tell me how your experience is in that store.
Okay.
Now, it's Ollie's. Okay? Now, in the beginning, when they first opened, I said, wow, another nice new store for us to go to. And I subscribed so I could get the flyer. So not only do I get the flyer in my mailbox downstairs, I also get it in my email so I don't miss it. So I was always looking forward to that. So one day, I opened a new one up. It had just arrived, and it said recliners, $179. I said, wow, I need one to put my legs up at night, because I had one motorized. And when that broke down, it broke while I was, it was open. I was lying in it. And boy, it was a circus act for me to get out of it without getting hurt. So I said, no more motors after that. So I quickly, as soon as I read that, got outside, got in the car, went over there. I went straight to the counter. I said, sir, could you lead me in the right direction so I don't have to look all around? I'm looking for the recliners that you advertised. Oh, that's gone. I said, what? I just received the flyer. He says, yeah, well, we only got two. I said, you sent these flyers to how many people? They must have all ran over here, and you only had two? He says, yeah, but I don't control that. It's not me. But he was the one I was talking to, so I was taking it all out on him. And I finally got over it, but I was really pissed, because I know $179 is kind of cheap. You're going to get cheap. I understand it's going to be cheap. But I also have a cat named Stella, and I know that she's going to annihilate that thing. So $179, and I'm going to cry. So I left the store. Then it was a couple of weeks later, I got the email one, and I was on that web, and I caught that real quick. I says, oh, yarn. Now, I was still at that point crocheting here and there. I says, yarn for $2? Usually it's like $9. And I said, it has to be some kind that's really nobody wants it, but I'm going to go anyway. Now, forgetting about what happened with the recliner, I just went to the store. And I said, again, I went straight to the counter. It was the same young man that was there. I says, oh, how you doing today? I said, remember me? He goes, yes, I do. I says, I'm here for the yarn. Could you tell me where it is? He says, sorry, man, that's gone. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Why do you send flyers out? And I'm coming here immediately when I get it, and everything is gone? He says, I don't have none. I says, I know, you don't have no control. Who do I talk to? He says, well, I really don't know. There's a manager that's walking around here checking prices. If you see him with that little gun in his hand there, you can walk up to him. I says, I don't feel like walking around the store. Can't you just get a hold of him for me? He goes, oh, I can't do that, man. I got this big line I got to check out. I said, okay. So I walked around a little bit. Then I didn't learn my lesson. Okay. I didn't learn my lesson, because there's a spatula that I've been wanting it. And I'm not going to really go hunting in different millions of stores. I know Walmart didn't have it. I went there a few times. I wanted this spatula that you usually use it for when you're turning over fish. Like, it's got a wide front, and then at the bottom near the handle, it's thinner. Mm-hmm. It's just wider at the end. Okay. So I'm dying for one of them. So I saw it in the flyer. I said, boy, oh, boy, I'm going to take another chance. But I called first. I said, hey, those spatulas that I meant for, you know, flipping over fish and stuff. He said, yep, they're on sale this week. I said, do you have any? He says, I don't know. I can't leave the register. Okay, I jumped in the car. You know, I will not be going there very often anymore, probably not at all. because there weren't any. There wasn't one single spatula there. And another thing that bothers me, and I haven't been back to find out, maybe, I don't know how often you're there, maybe you could tell me, but every time I did go in there, I looked for cat stuff, cat food, cat toys. Everything is for dogs.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of cat stuff in there.
There's no cat. You still didn't see anything?
No.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I mean, to be fair, I've only been in there like a couple of times. But I was just in there recently, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Were you looking for something?
No, I was just kind of, it was a Saturday and I was just kind of bumming around, like doing some errands and said, oh, you know, I'll stop and see if there's anything there. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find a mirror, because my medicine cabinet fell down. So I was trying to find something that would fit in that space. But I didn't see anything there. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Did it break the mirror? Is it one of those with the mirror too?
It had the mirror, but it didn't break anything. But it was just, I don't think it was properly hung. So I said, rather than put in a medicine cabinet, I was just going to put up a mirror. So I ended up finding one at Savers that fits.
You know, I'd rather go to the job lot. I enjoy walking around there a little bit here and there. I always get Stella's litter over there.
The same job lot that's in the next plaza over on Kings Highway?
No, I go there too if I'm in that area.
I say you gotta bring a flashlight in that store. It's so dark in that store.
Yes, it is. And the only reason I went in there, because this was like a year ago, I went in there with a friend that was with me, and she was walking around looking at the fans. They had just put a bunch of summer fans out, and I noticed a different kind of chocolate. And I looked at it, and I turned it over, and it wasn't very high carbs, so I got one. And then after that, I was going there like every 2 weeks to buy one. And I said, you know what? Look what I started. I just can't go in there, so I don't go in there now. But I haven't had chocolate. I think I had one 2 weeks ago. It's not the same kind, but I never get any chocolate or any candy like that at the job lot because they have such a huge assortment. I would probably walk out with a case of chocolate. I can't do that.
Well, and then some of it just doesn't even taste like chocolate. But I'll say this. So going back to the Ollie's thing. So what they will say on those flyers, and I was trying to look and see in my email if I had the latest flyer, but the one that I have from Ollie's in my email is just all about candy. But the it'll say on the flyer, limited quantities per store. And whenever I see something like that on a flyer, I just assume that that means, you know, they got two and I'm not getting one. So I don't get too excited for those deals. So just keep an eye out for that little caveat there on the flyer.
But I mean, what are the odds that every time they advertise something I'm going after, I can't get it?
Because they're advertising these things. The spatula seems a little weird to me. But the recliner, I mean, that to me is like one of those things that they put on there to get people to come into the store. And then when you get there, they don't have one, but you're going to walk around and spend some other money anyway. So it's like it's a bait to get you in. But the spatula, I would have thought they would have had plenty of those.
Yeah. No, well, I'm telling you what, I know I'm going to end up, in order to get one, I'm going to have to buy high-end, real expensive one. I don't need that. I don't care if it's silicone or just your regular everyday, but I wanted one like that. I've been wanting one for a long time, and I'm going to have to go online, and I don't want to go online because they steal things sometimes.
Would it bother you if you had one that was used?
No.
Then send me a photo, and when I'm out on my thrifting hunts, if I see one, I'll grab it for you.
I have to send you a photo? You don't know what it looks like?
I don't know what you're describing. You mean
worked in a restaurant.
Yeah, but I flipped everything with the same spatula. You would get your fish was getting flipped with the same spatula I was flipping your eggs with.
Well, what it is you have the handle, and as you go down the handle, the very bottom end of it is wide. And as soon as you start coming up, it gets thinner. You know what? It's shaped funny. Like, I don't know what kind of shape that is to say what it is. It's not round. It's not square. It's just wider on the very end of it for some reason. And every time I see someone, a chef or something on the web, and they're cooking fish, they use that kind of a spatula. And I always wanted to use that.
So the slot.
So I'm going to have to just order it.
The slotted turner? Is that what it is?
What is it?
It has slots at the end?
Yeah, there's slots at the end. Sure there is.
And when you say it's wider at the bottom, you mean it's wider at the part that flips the fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I can find a picture of it, and I can just send it to you.
Yeah, I think I see what you mean. So if I see one of those in my travels, I'll grab it for you.
Because Mr. Weisberg, I'm shocked at this. That you don't know what it is.
No, we used everything. We just used regular plain flat spatulas for everything. I had one. Yeah. I had one that had holes in it that I used for flipping like the home fries, so that you wouldn't get all the oil from the potatoes. But other than that, I used the same spatula for everything.
Yeah. Well, this does have the slots in it, and it's just a funny shape for a spatula. But every time I did see somebody using it, it was always for fish. I thought, I think this is for fish flipping, but you could use it for anything, even your eggs, I guess. But it's just the fact that I want one and I don't have one and having such a hard time to go get it. And always had that flyer. And when I got there wasn't one to be found. I'm sick and tired. I'm not going to that store. I'm telling you right now, not going there.
You have just, you've gone AWOL from Ollie's Army.
Yeah, that's, have a good weekend. Not too many hot dogs, because you know what's in it, right?
Well, they're closed this weekend, so I'm not going to have any this weekend.
Yeah, but there's other places too.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. I don't have time for hot dogs.
Thank you.
You enjoy it too. Take care.
Yep.
All right. I got to get a break in here. Let me do that. We will be back in a few moments. Stick around.
Wake up! Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that?
And I just got a very funny app chat message from Buzzards Bayer, who said, we need to crowdfund for Mary's spatula. So I don't think we need to do that, but I like the sentiment. And I didn't get to tell Mary either, by the way, for the looking for a recliner, I would make a suggestion. This is what I did. This is how I got mine. So I wanted, you know, a leather or faux leather power recliner for a long time. But I said, I'm never going to be able to afford one of those. And I can't justify spending the money on it. So I said, let me go to some furniture stores and get some ideas. And so I just happened to, because one of the things I've done for years is I've gone to rental places, like rent-to-own places, and got cash and carry deals. So they're used, but you get them pretty cheap. So they're, you know, They've been in somebody's home, they've been used, and, you know, they're not brand new, but generally, most people who lose these things, they don't lose them, you know, year two, year three into their rental, or however long it is. Like, they lose them a couple of months in. They go and they get all this stuff, and then they don't make any of the payments, and then they come back and get them, and they can't put them back to somebody else, because they tell you you're getting a new thing when you start to rent to own, so they'll put it out as cash and carry. And so I walked into the, is it Aaron's? Is that the one? Yeah, Aaron's, over by where Sabres is on Kings Highway. And I went in there and I found a black faux leather power recliner with USB ports and everything. And I got that for $150 cash and carry. So don't be afraid to check out some of those stores. And I know I'm giving away my secret to everybody here, but don't be afraid to look in those stores for something. Also, want to let you know that Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton and Brax Tavern in Middleborough is a great place to go this weekend, whether you want to have a nice dinner out, whether you want to have a meal with the family, or whether you want to maybe catch the game. And they have just put out their specials, and that includes Wicked Shrimp as an appetizer. It's a spicy shrimp sautéed in a Cajun herb broth served with a toasted baguette. They have Chicken a la Vodka Sandwich, which is an Italian breaded breast, chicken breast topped with vodka sauce, fresh basil, Parmesan cheese, and a balsamic drizzle. They have for entrees, stout braised short ribs, braised short ribs with onion, carrot, and celery, and a stout gravy served with mashed potato and vegetables, and barnyard mac and cheese, barbecue brisket, pulled pork, and mushrooms tossed with cavatappi pasta, and their four cheese sauce, finished with a barbecue sauce drizzle. That sounds amazing. Sounds very fall-like. And also, Get some of their drink specials. Bourbon apple cider, drunken pumpkin, fall margarita, prickly pickle martini. Those are just some of the great drink specials you'll find at Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton, Brax Tavern in Middleborough. Check them out. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and go to BraxGrillAndTap.com. I got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. We will be right back. All right, we've got to take a break here for the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you in the next hour.